Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Mario, bisque in there and so you are listening to the Two Fat Lattes.
Is that like a lobster soup?
No, not quite.
That is a bisque, though.
Yeah, but I think he's a Romanian, Benny.
Well.
We do love our Romanian singers.
You have truly an international flair.
Of course I do.
But your international flair revolves around finding music.
Yes, what does yours revolve around?
Mine revolves around finding random humans.
And you did that tonight.
I was on my way to the studio and I bumped into a young man on the street.
Yes.
And I had to drag him behind me. This one is imported from Italy. Oh. Can we have a little...
Has he got his headset on?
Are you all ready to go there, David? You talk when the button's pressed down. Okay. No, don't press that button. Now, say hello into the microphone.
I guess speak?
Yes. Yeah.
Hi.
How are you? Isn't he gorgeous? Just how we like him. How long have you been in Australia?
4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're liking it?
Yes, yeah.
Now,
where did Benny find you?
In the street.
I did. I'm so proud of myself. But you know,
how did you manage to spot an Italian?
Well, not only, now get this, guys, not only is it imported from Italy, but it's heterosexual. Aren't you dull?
Yes. Are you sure?
I don't know. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Isn't he lucky being in a gay radio station right now?
Are you feeling a little bit weird being in a gay radio station?
For me, it is the first time.
Yeah? There's always a first time. Don't worry, it doesn't hurt. Okay. Oh, dear. We don't like to say, we don't say gay radio, we say rainbow. Because we are all colours of the rainbow. Mm. So I'll teach you all about the rainbow.
Yeah.
But can we take a photo of David? Because he's actually wearing a beige stripe.
He fits the bill, doesn't
you
he?
You do. Producers, just sit there pretty, David, because we're going to take a photo of you. Because you're a classic example of beige.
Can you speak? Because I don't understand.
Okay.
That's how we like it.
Yeah. We love it because you don't understand. Yeah. See, Frank and I,
yeah,
we're members of the Rainbow Club.
Rainbow Club.
Yes. We work with all colours of the spectrum.
Spectrum.
Yes, yep. Because you, let's say you like to, what does he like to do?
I don't know, you just met him.
No, I'm trying to think of a colourful way of saying vagina.
Vagina. Oh my God.
Now I wanted to talk about something this week happened to me, and it happens kind of on a regular basis.
What happened?
I was at the office.
Yes.
You know, doing my thing.
Doing your tang.
Yeah. And this week particularly, I've noticed one particular thing that happens constantly.
People picking their nose?
No.
Farting?
No. Shall I tell you? Shall I put you out of your misery?
Yeah, put me out of my misery.
I got a couple of phone calls, and these phone calls were, let's say, from a distance, almost like someone shouting from the other end of the room.
Right.
And they've decided that they want to put me on speakerphone without asking me.
You could hear yourself on speakerphone?
Well, yeah, you know, you can, because it's kind of like that hollow feeling.
Someone in the same building?
It wasn't someone in the same building. They were in another part of the world.
Right.
And they immediately, immediately put you on speakerphone. So they ring you and they're talking
on
speakerphone.
Frank, it's very difficult holding a telephone receiver.
That's irritating enough.
In this day and age.
But the most irritating thing was that person took a call while she was on the phone with me. And she rang me.
On another telephone. So she had multiple telephones.
She had multiple phone going on.
How could she have multiple phone going on? I've never done multiple phones.
Well, she did, and she was telling another person to take that phone.
Yes.
Take it out of the room.
Oh.
Like, a whole other conversation was going
she
on.
She was doing the Madonna headset.
She
look.
Was.
That's gorgeous.
She was pulling off the, you know, the stick-on earring and throwing the hair
yeah,
back.
Yeah, she was doing super businesswoman.
She was.
Wow.
So that happened to me once. Yes. Then it happened to
How
me.
How was it for you?
Well, I didn't appreciate
did you feel, it. Did you feel like used or something?
A little.
What did you feel?
It's just a very odd feeling.
How did you feel?
Well, it's kind of like you're talking to a room full of people, but you're not
did
sure
you
who's there.
Did you get the impression people were noticing what you were saying?
No, not
did
really.
Did it feel like you were talking to me?
No.
Because I don't notice what you say.
But do you get that? I mean, it happened again, two or three times
well,
again.
Well, it's funny that you're bringing this up to complain about it.
But so is it an irritant
because
for you?
Because there is someone in my life who does put me on speakerphone.
Are they a speakerphone person?
Yes, they are.
What is it with the speakerphone?
And they live at your house.
Is it me?
Yes.
Read them out.
Yes, we got a few messages. Colin wrote in from Murrumbina. And Colin in Murrumbina, it must be a very quiet night in Murrumbina.
Why?
He says, thank you for playing this, which was the Paul Jabara.
Oh, okay.
The wedding song there. You played the disco
well,
wedding.
That was thanks to Phil. Phillip.
Yes. Chuch wants to know, where did the Italian go?
The cute Italian. He had to buy video equipment. Is that correct?
He's making a film.
He's beige.
Ooh. He wants me to appear in a film with him.
Really?
Mm.
What kind of film?
I don't know, but he asked me, do I feel okay being upside down? You were talking about telephones and speakerphones.
Yeah.
You know what happened to me during the week?
No.
I was talking to a friend of mine that we've started a telephone sort of friendship. And
how do you start a telephone friendship?
I don't know, but Benny Latte does start them. They don't last very long.
Oh, okay.
Until we meet and then it ends. But but I was talking to my telephone friend and he was at home. They had a barbecue. Right. And we're having a bit of a chat and he's going, well, and I thought, this is lovely because I finally found someone that knows how to use a telephone, but not only has one, owns one and uses it, but enjoys conversation. It was such a delight. Anyway,
a delight.
He was standing in his kitchen. It was like it was late at night. It was one of those, you know, where you can't really sleep. It was like warm, one of the warm nights.
Yeah, like the whole
anyway,
of this week.
And he said, do you mind, I'm just going to, like, I could hear the fridge opening. I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just looking through the leftovers from the barbecue. I went, okay. So then he was talking, and he was telling me a story, and he couldn't speak.
Why?
And I said, what are you doing?
Do you have meat in his mouth?
He had a mouthful of sausage. And I said, excuse me. And he goes, I love sausage. And I said, I love sausage too. But you never speak with your mouth full of sausage.
Well, he probably thought you were going to go on forever.
Do you know, it made my, like right now, even thinking about his mouth full of sausage made my mouth water.
Wow.
That's how much I love sausage. And I just, there I...
So did you end the friendship just on that?
I didn't know. But I thought, have you ever spoken to anyone with a mouth full of sausage?
Yes, I have.
And what did they say? No, but I mean, it's very difficult.
It is very difficult.
It's extremely difficult.
And I've drank water while I've been talking to people pauses.
That's worse than sitting on the loo.
Why? Because they can hear the gulping. Is that what it is? Or
I wish we could play something from my friend rang and left a message on my phone.
Yeah.
And when he finished the message, he forgot to turn the phone off.
So what happened?
Well, he went to the toilet straight after the message. And I wish we could play it on air because it's the funniest message ever left on voicemail. And I'm going to keep it forever.
Oh, really?
Until I find some way of putting it on a CD and selling it. Anthony in Paran just wrote in. He said, Valentine's Day is going to be the biggest beige movie ever.
Oh, yeah.
I think he says it's the beigest movie ever.
Who would even bother going to see that?
It is crap, by all accounts.
Can I see a sea of hands in the gay community, rainbows?
Well, you know,
no one put their hand.
It's not directed at us, Benny.
Thank God, because that means
there
that
is
only A grade material is aimed at us. We had a message from Gerald in Richmond.
Uh huh.
But it's not really a home or helpline. But he loves the show, and he says, "Who is the bitch and who is the butch?" I would have to be the butch, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you're the butch.
And you would be the...
I'd be the bitch.
I don't know. Why do we need to specify that? Are we on an equal footing?
Yes, I think we are.
I don't think so.
You don't think
no.
so?
No.
Oh, fine.
I don't know. Does
why
that mean
why does Gerald need to know that?
I don't know, but I think it's got something to do with living in Richmond.
Do you think so? Yes. Why does Richmond want to designate
people? People in Richmond love boundaries.
Do they?
They're always like, always trying to work out, you know, where they are in proximity to Swan Street or Bridge Road, you know, because there's like two major streets in there.
There's
in
their three. Side.
What's the other one?
Victoria.
Oh, that's not Richmond. See, Richmond people would call that Abbotsford.
Would they?
Yes. Once beyond the flats, it's Abbotsford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just before.
So do they love the boundaries, do they?
Oh, they gag for boundaries.
And they love pigeonholing, obviously.
They love a good pigeonhole, definitely. Gerald, I don't know. I'm not comfortable with being butch.
No.
To be honest.
I don't think it really suits you.
I do like being in control, but sometimes I let go of the reins.
Do you?
I do.
And what happens?
That's a whole different. That's another show.
It is the Homo Helpline, and we've yes. got a few in, haven't we, Benny?
Oh, I wouldn't say. There's heaps.
I haven't been monitoring the SMSs.
There's been a trickle.
A trickle?
Yes. It hasn't been a downpour. Oh. Hi, Homo Helpline. Quite some time ago... On two cute lattes. Okay.
Two.
He's saying that we're cute.
Oh, okay.
You had a Homo Helpline from Trevor about bleaching.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah. I've been wondering ever since what the hell that was about. Was he bleaching his bum? Hey? He's got hay in question mark. Can you explain why someone would want to do that? If I heard it wrong, perhaps you can recommend someone who can do a hearing
what
test.
What would he
for
have
me.
Heard?
Was this
it was anal bleaching.
Trevor from my memory was from Fitzroy.
Well, he's got a good memory. I don't know.
Trevor wrote in and he was saying he wanted to get his sphincter. His
sphincter?
Uncle Fester washed.
All primed.
Yes. Now, he had a festy fist.
His bum yes, let's bleak.
Not a festy fister. Anyway,
yes,
that area.
That area, this.
He wanted to make it pink.
No, Justin no, wants to know the reason why.
Justin.
He wanted to do that. Again.
I need to spend some time with Justin.
Really? What kind of time?
I need to spend some time doing an imagination workshop. Okay?
Yes, what does that entail?
I want to go through with him. I want to go through. I want to do Monte Carlo 101. I want to do Scotch Finger number 101.
Okay.
We need to talk about the major biscuits and the donut.
Right.
Okay. Because if you're going to go to donut party, if you're going to have a donut party,
yeah,
you can you can do the chocolate donut.
Yes.
And with a chocolate topping.
Uh huh.
But most people prefer the plain donut.
We were talking last week about your favourite show on TV that I didn't tell you about.
The bestest ever
yeah,
show.
Don't talk it up. It's not that great.
No, we're not talking up the acting. We're just talking up the show.
It's called Dante's Cove.
Dante's.
Benny's just discovered it. Somewhere buried deep
but
on
you
Go.
Know what? I talked up so much last week.
That everyone's watching
that
it?
This week, everyone, like Channel 9 must have been like, overwhelmed with all the people watching it.
I don't know about
that.
But
you know what happened this week?
What happened?
Nothing.
No
worms. There was no worms.
Jeez.
There was a couple of Monte Carlos. There's a bit of Monte Carlo action. Because the Lizzos tied each other up and like they
did
jumped.
They?
Oh, yeah. They loved it. They were gagging for it.
Well, you're going to give them a bit of airtime as well.
That's true. I didn't mind it. It was nice to see, you know, what the other side.
Okay.
For, you know, momentarily.
Why not?
But every time they go down on each other, someone screams.
Well, you know what I've done for you this week?
Have we got... We've got.
I've got some excerpts from the show.
Well, let me... I'll have to explain to you what they are.
Okay.
Now, first of all, I think we're going to play Ambrosia. Now, Ambrosia
now,
is...
Can you tell me what Ambrosia
is...
Ambrosia or Brojo?
Ambrosio.
Ambrosio.
I don't know. It sounds like ham. Ambrosio.
Like Parma ham.
Like prosciutto. Ambrosio, he's pretty gorgeous. He drives a Jaguar. You know, he's all hot and everything, but he's got magical powers.
Oh, okay. Don't they all have that?
But every time I've seen, every time his magical powers come into play, he's always, someone's pants always fall off and.
Really?
His wee wee's always looking for places to hide. Okay,
shall we listen to this? Is it Ambrosio?
Now, this is Ambrosio in a gift shop.
Yeah.
Trying to put some, his powers have disappeared.
Yeah.
There was a hula lady, like a hula girl lamp.
Okay.
And he was trying to make the hula girl lamp dance.
Okay.
So this is Ambrosio trying to work his magic.
Dance! 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 Please, please, just dance.
Oh dear.
See.
He wanted the hula thing to dance.
He doesn't have the composure of Samantha.
He doesn't just twitch his nose.
He doesn't twitch his nose. The acting was amazing. Now, number two.
Do we have something else?
Now, this is Ambrosia. Ambrosia has tricked someone into loving him.
Oh.
Yes, we all have. Now, he gave his boyfriend a bracelet that is possessed by the devil.
Oh.
And this bracelet made his boyfriend fall in love with him. And it also means that they sleep naked at every opportunity they can. Now, what happened was the boy woke up naked, went into his chest at the end. He's got a treasure chest at the end of his bed.
Uh-huh.
And in there, he keeps his book of voodoo.
Right.
So the boyfriend took the book of voodoo out, put it on whilst Ambrosia's sleeping nude, and then cast a spell on him.
I call upon your life alone. Come through my power to join my own. Bro? Bro? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Well, what happened was he actually killed him.
Oh, okay.
But he managed to make him alive again.
Okay, so that's why he went, oh my god.
And the reason he was calling him bro is because his name's Ambrosio.
So he wasn't like he's not doing
from
hip-hop.
He's not from New Zealand. Anyway.
Okay.
And the final one
is
the witch, the woman who came back who owns the house she has a house full of gay and lesbians having sex all the time.
Oh wow.
She's got a beautiful house, but she was orbiting the earth for like a couple of months. She was trying to cast a spell, and she's also all the people that have powers have lost them at the moment.
Okay.
But I hope they get them soon. But this is her trying to cast a spell.
Reveal the truth to present eyes. My task to see, my task to know. Emerge. Emerge. Bloody hell.
That sounds like me at a sauna. Emerge. Bloody hell. Someone else wrote in earlier and they said, where did the Italian guy go? Well, guess what?
What?
The Italian guy came back.
Yeah.
And guess what? Let's get him to answer a homo helpline. David, here in Australia, we have a very famous show on radio called The Two Fat Lattes. The Two Fat Lattes.
Okay.
Frank and me
are
fat lattes.
Yes.
And don't say yes so quickly. You should say, no, you're skinny cappuccinos. Anyway, what we do on the Two Fat Lattes show, don't tell anyone in Italy because I'll probably copy it, is we do the homo helpline. The rainbow people in the radio land, they call us with their problem, and Frank and me, we fix the problem. But today, special treat for the rainbow people is a beige person. He's going to help them with their problem.
I help this person.
Yes, you help because you beige, me glitter, and together we create a wonderful, beautiful world.
Yes, yes. I want.
You want this?
Yes.
So do I.
like Avatar.
Like we can be the Na'vi.
Yeah.
When you okay, easy on. Now, John in Maribyrnong, he's a rainbow man. He lives in a house, sharing apartment, and his flatmate is going away, va via.
Yeah.
Adesso, now, he wants to put an advertising for a new flatmate.
Yeah.
But he says, "Dear Homo Helpline, I need help." Well, he wants to find someone gay,
yeah,
or gay friendly.
Yes.
So, vuole trovare qualcuno omosessuale, yeah, or rainbow,
yeah,
or anche qualcuno che accetta. Okay.
So, yes, okay. Ma, what's the problem?
He wants to know
how
to say it without using the word gay.
Really, I don't know. I don't have this experience.
That's why you're beige.
No, because I am beige. Yeah, I know.
Have you been looking for apartments in Melbourne?
Yes, now I'm looking for a new apartment because I want moving in a city.
Oh,
or,
yes.
Or close it.
Would you like to live in Maribyrnong?
In?
No. So what was the answer?
The answer is...
I like my answer, Benny.
But this person have an apartment.
Yes.
Ah. Yes.
But he wants to find someone gay or gay friendly. In the advertising, he doesn't want to say gay.
Well, don't. This is what I'm saying.
Do you know how to do it?
How?
What you do is, when you write the ad, you don't actually say, I am looking for X. What you do is say, if you opened your fridge and found two eggs, some cheese,
I don't know,
some pasta, you had some pasta, what would you do to create a fabulous dinner? Now, if people write back and they go, I would create a pasta carbonara, then you know they're gay.
But if they write back and say what?
What John needs to establish is, given X amount of ingredients, what would a beige person say and what would a gay person say?
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See,
sounds like a whole lot of work.
Yes, but it's a hard job. It's hard work finding someone fabulous.
But you get a good result.
See, what he could say is, if you were given, like, if you had like sliced bread, some cheese, blah blah, and like an egg. What would you create? Now, someone would say, "I'd cook an egg and have a make a sandwich." But if they said, "I would make a
croque monsieur,"
yes, I would make a croque monsieur, or I would make a Welsh rabbit souffle,
or a mozzarella in carrozza.
That's right. Now you're working with rainbow colours. Exactly.
Hopefully, that's helped John from Maribyrnong. I doubt it, but hopefully.
Now, I have to say a big hello to Ruth in Elwood. Now, Ruth, she often rings our show. She wanted to know some information about Be Brave and Shave.
Oh, yes.
So she wanted to know whether she should have a shave. And
a head shaved. Is that what we're talking about?
I didn't.
Don't look at me like that.
Ruth, darling, I didn't want to visualise anything else. I hope it is your head you're shaving. So, well, Ruth's about... Graham, how old is Ruth?
Young
in heart, but she's gonna colour her hair. What, blue?
You're gonna get
So Ruth,
I love how you get the right information, Betty.
Ruth, honey, put down the razor, pick up the dye. Now, it's to raise money, it's a fundraiser to raise money for the Leukemia Foundation, and it's on the 11th to the 13th of March 2010. And Ruth wanted, she doesn't have the internet at home.
Okay.
So there's one person not downloading porn. And she wanted to know the number. So, Ruth, get your pen out, honey. 1-800.
Slower.
1-800.
I'm only kidding.
500-088. So there you go, Ruth. 1-800-500. If anyone knows Ruth, can they run around after she's had her hair dyed and send us a photo? That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.